On March 4, 2011, District Court Judge John Sedgwick for the District of Alaska ruled that the exemption of the Tongass from the roadless rule had been done illegally and reinstated the rule to the Tongass and Chugach National Forests. Concerns regarding Wrangell's timber economy and the future of jobs in Southeast Alaska surfaced at Wrangell's last borough assembly meeting when the assembly passed a resolution urging President Obama, U.S. Congress, and the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture not to implement the roadless rule or restrict hydroelectric projects in the two national forests. For a small town like Wrangell, some are concerned this could restrict growth, while others want to see Southeast Alaska move in a new direction. John Sander is worried that cities like Wrangell could get even smaller if Congress does not reverse the roadless rule in Southeast Alaska. Sander was a regional forester from 1976 to 1984 and was a Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner from 1990 to 1994. He is now retired and an acting board member of the Alaska-Canada Energy Coalition and is a co-chair for the Juneau Chamber of Commerce. Sander says he is concerned that the March 4th ruling to implement roadless regulations throughout the Tongass National Forest could cause a serious threat to the population of Southeast Alaska.
This application of the roadless rule, in my opinion, will accelerate the population decline and certainly preclude those who might be developing not only these 18 hydro projects or geothermal projects, but also mining projects or whatever that required road building into areas that are roadless would be very detrimental to these communities, tribal governments, and the region at large.
Sander says that 18 of the 27 proposed hydroelectric projects in Southeast are on designated roadless land. He says if they are unable to create roads, those projects might not happen, which he believes would have a devastating effect on Southeast Alaska.
This decision would, in my opinion, have a very devastating effect on Southeast Alaska and would continue to prevent the development of resources and improvement in the economy, improvement in the quality of life, and stop the migration of people in these communities that do not have access to resources to migrate to the cities.
Buck Linda Kugel is a grassroots attorney at the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. Linda Kugel says hydroelectric projects can be done without creating new roads in the Tongass National Forest.
The Swan Lake intertie that connected the existing intertie with Ketchikan. The Ketchikan Public Utility looked at building a road along with that intertie, and it just didn't make any sense. It would have been too costly. It would have made the project infeasible. And so they changed their application to go without a road, and that project got developed and is working now. So, you know, the hookup to from Petersburg to Cake is the same way. You know, the project applicant is looking at realistic, feasible options for hooking up that intertie in it. They do not include a road, again, because of the cost involved with that kind of development.
However, he believes Southeast Alaska's future is not in the logging business. He thinks Alaska's economy will be defined by how well it protects its natural landscape and watersheds. Linda Kugel says forestry work and land preservation will stimulate more tourism and will bring jobs to the area.
We don't need to go into those watersheds to provide jobs in Wrangell or elsewhere in here in Southeast. These productive wildlands provide the salmon and the wildland experience that are supporting the biggest driving industries in Southeast Alaska right now. That's fishing and tourism. So what we want to do is we want to maintain those options and work with developing sustainable stewardship economies, putting people to work in the woods.
Linda Kugel says things can't be done like they were in the 20th century. He believes we have to move forward and create a new way to generate the Southeast economy and population in a more sustainable way.
Going back to the way we did things in the 20th century isn't moving forward, isn't taking care of things. And the fact is the Wrangell Mill is gone, and sacrificing important wildlands to support a whole diversity of jobs in the region doesn't make sense for the sustaining something that's basically unsustainable. You can't keep logging old growth like that forever.
Another block in the roadless issue is what to do currently about the Northwest Transmission Line project that will connect Central Southeast Tie Lake Hydro Project across the border to the new BC line. Sanders says the intertie would generate more jobs and bring the North American power grid closer to Southeast Alaska.
The opportunity for an intertie between Tyee and British Columbia and then linked to the North American grid, wherein all the surplus hydro and geothermal and other power, that's renewable energy that could be developed in Southeast Alaska, could be exported to BC and the North American grid. That in itself is also would be a tremendous thing. You can't build a power line without having a rough road access, at least.
Without road access, Sanders says it would not be feasible to build the power line. On the other hand, Buck Lindekugel disagrees and claims the intertie project is something Alaska can do without.
We don't think we even need to go there, because biggest concern from our point of view is taking care of the energy needs, the need for affordable energy here in Southeast Alaska first, not worrying about making a buck down in the lower 48.
Wrangell City Manager Timothy Rooney said the resolution the Wrangell Assembly passed on March 22nd will now be sent to President Obama, Senators Murkowski and Begich, and Representative Young for further review. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.